Y'all ready? I think we're ready. We tried to do this a little different. Instead of just being a full-on jam, it's going to be a little as organized as we could possibly get it without everybody seeing each other beforehand. So we're going to start out with something called Shotgun. Thank you. We're gonna do something called Can't Get Next to You. We're gonna bring our horn players on. Your mama's big fat booty band. 30 dozen.
One, two. Thank you.
All right, we need you up here right now. We're gonna bring Jen up and sing a song for you right now. A hand for the lovely Barbara, who will be holding the chart up. Barbara, I need you right over here in this space right here behind my horn stand. And you're going to hold this up nice and high so everybody can see it. Can everybody see that? Okay. So if your arms get tired, too bad. It's a job. It's an adventure. All right, she works out. Good, good.
Hey, 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 hey
Barbara, very good. That was excelente. All right, we need another volunteer who can try to compete with Barbara. Lady Pirate, you've been voted in. Yes. Heather, give Heather a big round of applause, y'all. Wow. All right, now you're a little shorter than Barbara, so you're gonna have to work twice as hard. Thank you.
question. Happy, hippie is a waste, is it fiasco? Fashion,
they change.
Something moving in the brain of the door.
Hello.
two words in his veins. In turn, 2 years along the way.
In Time by the immortal Sylvester Stewart, otherwise known as Sly Stone. Give Heather a big hand. That was excellent. And she did it with one eye on. And Barbara, you can keep yours too. Guys, sorry, hey guys, but you know, we put up with you just because the ladies like you. The ladies like you, fellas. That's the only reason we put up with you. No, I'm just kidding. You can hold the next one, Pirate Man. All right. Hey, did you guys have a great jam cruise or what? I myself, I think this was my favorite one. It was funky as life. There was some deep funk played on this boat. There were times where I was wondering how it was possible to play this much funk on the water without sinking or something. You know, like I thought the boat was gonna blow up or something. Big hand for Sarah, our next contestant. If you hold the card for the whole song, you get to keep it. That's the contest. Yeah. All right, Jen, I need you. I need the ladies up here. Big hand for Jen and Allison, holding down the vocals. All right. Mike D's gonna play a little vibraphone for you right now. Let me hear you, Mike. Can I hear you? All right, that's good, that's good. I'm feeling in the sunshine. Very nice job. You may have your prize. I always wanted to play that song. That was for me. Me and Mike Dillon, actually. Mike Dillon on the vibraphone, y'all. George Porter Jr. back up in here. Now we got George Porter Jr. on the boat. You know what I'm saying? We got George Porter Jr. on the boat. George Porter Jr. He created some stuff. And we also have a New Year's resolution, 07. We're going to get some shit done. I'm serious. It's gonna take work. I don't want y'all sitting on your ass all year watching television. We'll get some stuff done this year. Serious. I'm not kidding. I come after you. I find out you've been sitting on the TV, sitting watching TV all year. I'm gonna come after you. This year we got problems. We got major things to be fixed. Yeah.
contain my stroke. Say I put it on a good foot, and it ain't no joke. They said I was dying, I didn't wanna go. I kept on feeling I had to live some more. I got something to tell y'all, I got to be. Thank you.
All right, we got one more for you. We need a pirate guy. Come on, man. Mr. Pirate Man. All right, give a hand for Jake the Pirate Man. Jake the Buccaneer.
Army hearties.
Swashbuckling. All right, I could tell you guys a pirate joke right now. I don't know if I have time. You guys want to hear a pirate joke? You guys want to hear a pirate joke? You sure? Okay, there's this pirate, and he goes to the doctor, and the doctor goes, "Dang, dude, what the hell happened to you?" He's like, "Oh, what do you mean?" He goes, "You look horrible. You know, I feel fine. What are you talking about?" He goes, "Well, last time I saw you, you had two legs. Now you got a peg leg." And he goes, "Well, you know, we were in a ship-to-ship battle, and a cannonball, he comes by and he blows the bottom of the leg off. But, you know, the doctor, he stitched it up and he put this here wooden leg on, and I feel fine, you know." He goes, "Well, last time I saw you, you had two hands, too." And he's, "Oh, that's nothing." He goes, "You know, we're pillaging and plundering, you know, I got in a sword fight and guy lopped off my hand, but took my other hand and I beat him and doctor fixed it up and put this here hook on it and everything's fine, you know." So he goes, "Well, okay. What happened to your eye?" He said, "Well, you know, we're out in the open sea and a seagull came flying by and I looked up and he shit in my eye." He goes, "You did not lose your eye from bird shit." And he says, I wasn't quite used to me hook yet."
Arr, be hearty.
Arr.
Get right, ready to nice and high, Jay.
All right, guys.
Yeah, just want to get you. ahead of me. Seems impossible to say.
Rockin', rockin', rockin'! Woo!